Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In this age of Top Chef, Iron Chef, and Chopped, cooking is now a spectator sport. And in that world, 28-year-old Kristen Kish of Boston may be the city's new comeback kid.
Kish is the chef de cuisine at the Boston restaurant Stir, and she competed recently on Bravo's Top Chef. She was eliminated early in the competition, but then fought her way back into contention on the companion series Last Chance Kitchen. Last Friday, the contest came down to one final tense moment.
Kristen, you're up 2-0. If you get Tom's vote, you are Top Chef. Tom.
Kristen.
Kristen, you are Top Chef!
In the tense finale on Friday, she beat out Los Angeles co-executive chef Brooke Williamson for the title of Top Chef, just the second female chef to win that honor. And she joins us now to talk about food, competition, her inspiration, and her victory. And Kristen Kish, thanks for being with us and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
So bring us back to that moment when the judges announced your name. It was a tough uphill battle to get back into the final, and then you win. What was that like for you?
I think I blanked out for a minute. I remember hugging Brooke and then turning my back. And it was actually fun to rewatch because I don't remember any of it.
Really? You're just sort of in a daze through the whole thing?
It's just you hear your name and you're like, I'm still speechless about it. Like, it's hard to kind of let it sink in, and it still hasn't.
So for people who didn't watch this series, I want to just read part of this winning menu, if that's all right. So you prepared chicken liver mousse with frisée, mustard, prune, hazelnuts, and pumpernickel, citrus lavender cured, scallop with bitter orange, Meyer lemon and apple, bone marrow with celery root puree, mushrooms, bitter greens, and radishes, and red snapper with leeks, little gem, lettuce, and tarragon. It all sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're doing this in front of a live audience of 300 people and judges. A lot of pressure, right?
Yeah, but cooking in front of people for me is satisfying. It's really fun. And especially cooking in front of the judges where I got kicked off in Restaurant Wars, they were like, well, we didn't really see what was happening back in the kitchen. And so it was almost satisfying for them to kind of watch me work so it didn't look like I was a complete mess. You know, at Stir, I cook in front of people anyways.
Yeah.
So it came very natural to
me. But not judges, right? And not 300 people.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, like, in that moment, for some reason, it was the most calming I've ever felt, even though it was probably should have been the most high stress.
Sounds like you got into the zone.
Oh, God, I was in the zone. Yeah. Like, I kept looking up, and the fact that my family was there, which was so amazing. And at the end of the day, I just wanted to give them a good experience.
So out of that menu that I just read, what was the most challenging part of it? I mean, was there a moment when you thought, uh-oh, this isn't going to work?
So the bone marrow with the celery root and the mushrooms, my original plan was to do duck. I got there, looked at the duck, and it wasn't very good. So then I switched my plan, and I was literally building that dish on the fly.
So it's clear that you're passionate as a chef, but as I mentioned in the introduction, you know, we're in this age of TV shows and sort of cooking as sport almost. Mm. And I'm wondering, did that sort of competitive element draw you in early?
You know, oh God, I wouldn't consider myself competitive with other people. Mm. I'm more competitive with myself. And the whole reason for going on to Top Chef is I'm an adrenaline junkie and I always try to find like that next big thing that I want to do.
I see.
I didn't ever do it to be on TV or to become famous or to be known as that kind of thing. I did it because I thought it sounded like a lot of fun.
Right.
But no, I was surprised how much competitive nature I had against other people.
Interesting. So tell us about Stir. You work with Barbara Lynch at the restaurant. You've mentioned how she has inspired you. What did she bring to your show the other night?
Oh my God. Barbara, by far, has been the biggest supporter of me through this whole thing. And, you know, the biggest thing I think she gave me was confidence in order to go and do it. And she saw something in me before I saw it, which is really amazing, especially to have Barbara Lynch say that about you, and especially her being, you know, my mentor and my boss.
Mm. Now, as a winner, you receive $125,000. That's a nice payday.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad for all in a day's work. What do you plan to do with that? What's that going to help you do?
The money is going to be set aside. Eventually, I'm going to use it, obviously, to start my own project, whatever that may be, but I'm not there yet.
Your own project, your own restaurant.
Yeah, eventually. I'll get there. But I have a lot more to learn from Barbara, so I'm going to stick with her. I guess a good chunk of it is going to go to going to Korea.
Now, you're of Korean descent, so there's an obvious reason why you'd like to do that. Does the Korean cultural influence come into your cooking?
No, I am the farthest thing from Asian. I love to eat Asian food in all ways, but never do I really cook it.
I see. So when you go to Korea, will you be sort of exploring Korean cuisine, or this is more a sort of personal journey?
It's definitely more personal. I was born in Seoul, and then I was adopted at 4 months old. So I'd like to go back and just kind of see where I'm from, visit the place I was born, things that I don't know anything about.
Yeah. Now, have you been back to Stir yet since you've won?
Yes, I have.
How has it changed for you?
There's a lot more visitors. The phone lines are very busy. The email accounts are very busy. All people, you know, giving well wishes and congratulatory messages, which is truly amazing and humbling. It's nice to be back, though.
Well, Kristen Kish, congratulations and
thanks.
And thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Kristen Kish. She's the chef de cuisine at the restaurant Stir right here in Boston, and she's the most recent winner of Top Chef.
Coming up, reviving ancient Sephardic songs for a new generation of listeners. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.